seems that way.
So, do you guys have to take any extra precautions?
Yeah, they're wearing shorts for Big Pete today. We'll have to do that. Now, we won't, you know, we'll hit these 4 days, two at the most. So, we won't hit tomorrow. We'll see on the next day. And then we'll hit the last day. Try to mix everybody in, even though we got three left-handed starters. We'll probably see them close to the same lineup. But just try to keep them off the field and out of the heat. And, you know, sometimes it's hot during the summer. Yeah, we'll start tomorrow. Yeah.
How did you guys decide? I mean, you have a few options now.
We do, yeah. And that's a little different than we've had here recently with guys going down. And now we have tougher decisions to make about who's going to be part of the five. So Frankie did exactly what we've asked him to do the last couple times out. You know, Mengen, we felt like needed one more start anyway to be up to speed and full complement here. So we'll just see how it works out down the road. But, you know, we're in a better spot to have more guys than the spots we have than try to patch it together and start some relievers like we were having to do earlier.
Given that, for somebody like Brett, how important is it to start him?
Yeah, I think it's important for anybody. You know, we're in a position where there's a little bit more of an emphasis on trying to win every game. So, you know, guys that perform end up getting more looks. You know, there's also the dynamic of trying to keep as many guys in the fold as you can based on the fact that we've had the injuries that we've had. So, you know, there's a balance for that. But, you know, the bottom line is we're trying to win every game we can.
How different of a pitcher do you see Frankie being right now than, you know, maybe a year ago?
It's confidence. I mean, the stuff's always been the same for him. You know, it's throwing it over the plate, it's trusting your mechanics and being confident on the mound. And when you have success at the big league level after what was a tough year for him last year, you know, you can just see the talent level come out. And that's because of the confidence that he has on the mound now. He's pitching really well and he should be confident.
Is faster,
and if we need to have a race, we'll do it. I think StatCast, the guys looked it up on StatCast, and indeed he is faster. But Luke was none too happy about it. I mean, not unhappy about it, but did kind of come over and question, say maybe we need to have a race. So I don't think we'll have that here, but Bagley is faster. Today, some dry swings at home at the Coliseum, so just be a progression for him. You know, first day is always going to be a little out of sync. I think he feels okay, but you know, it's not like he's going to be going on a rehab assignment anytime soon. And Gossett's had a little bit of a setback, so he didn't do one right now. And Boobs going to Nashville tonight to start his rehab.
Have
all three of them, and then you know it's just a product of winning a lot of games and having your plus guys in there. But it just depends on the day and the matchups and so forth. You know, typically we've been going a little bit more with Lou, which might suggest more seventh inning for him, and Familia in the eighth, but that could flip around too. You know, all of them are open to whatever we want to do, so that makes it a lot easier. Yeah, I need to give him a little bit of a break. I think he was a little worn down yesterday. You know, the workload's been pretty good for a guy that, you know, in development, they don't tax him as much as they do when you get to the big leagues and winning games. And it's his own fault for being so good, being so productive, but it helps to give him a little bit of a break with Familia here.
Very interesting.
One of those guys that's conditioned to do it, and I think that had a lot to do with him starting. So, it hasn't gotten to a point where we feel like we need to give him a break, or he looks like he's run down. It never looks to be the case for him.
I tap in your memory bank for 1 second, please.
If it's there.
I got one brain cell. So you had Bartolo 12 and 13.
Yeah, remember that guy.
I know you did. 1,000 players as your manager for. Any particular lasting memories you carry of Bartolo? What it was like to have him on your club, what it was like to work with him?
He's one of my favorite pitchers I've ever had. And, you know, I didn't really know a whole lot about him in the first spring. He doesn't say a whole lot, so you think maybe he's not one of those guys that, you know, is a resource for the younger guys, but he's absolutely. The way he performs, the way he, you know, he's a regular guy. He's been a superstar in his career. He's a regular guy. And he's funnier. If you know him, he's really funny. I mean, he's done some funny stuff with me. You know, go out to the mound, ask him how he's doing. He'll ask me fine. He'll say fine. How are you doing today? And, you know, stuff like that. So he fits in on any team. That's why he stayed around. He works hard. He understands what he has to do. Changed his repertoire to get to where he is and keeping the game right now. I don't have enough good things to say about him.
So really, this is a vague question, Paul. Do you think one of the things that makes him likable is he looks like an average Joe, just like a sports writer, versus a, you know, finely tuned athlete? And I know he's athletic.
He is, but I think he embraces that.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes him so likable, is he'll make fun of himself. He knows maybe he doesn't have, you know, the physique like maybe a 25-year-old, but it doesn't take away the confidence that he has on the mound, and he really is athletic. Maybe just doesn't look like it at times, but he fits in anywhere, and that's why, you know, similar to a guy like Edwin Jackson, that's why he can fit in anywhere.
Thank you.
All right.